Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1488, recorded Thursday, October 2nd, 2014. No scone unburned.
And now, get ready for Dick.
This week on the GizWiz, three gadgets that we got that you can't get yet. Exclusive access. Also, the start of Halloween month. Next on the GizWiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG Chad on Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs. Growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Welcome to the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. How are you doing?
You know, I'm almost breathless. It's like the theme came when it was supposed to.
It was amazing,
it started right up. I thought, oh my, is someone ill out there? What happened?
I think Josh saw what we had Victor last week, and I think he's on the Josh. I think you got a little. Nervous, and now you got to step up your game. 2 weeks we haven't had Josh.
Yeah, I know.
Has it been that long?
He was dead on.
Oh, no.
It was the Security Now theme, but it came in right when the theme was supposed to start.
Yeah.
And no one noticed. That's the amazing thing.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Now, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing really good. This last week has been one of the busiest weeks of my life. I know there's tons of emails backed up that I haven't gotten to. I was on television. I don't know if you know the cat streaming, me streaming accidentally on Twitch and the cat.
Yes. We should have thought of that.
There's a TV show that picked that up and played it on, it's called Right This Minute. And, they played it, which was kind of cool. OMG Craft is now my own, so I put up a studio in my living room this last week, and then I also bought a new phone. So I have the new iPhone, the 6 Plus. No, I'm kidding. I needed a bigger phone than that. So it's the iPhone. Well, no, not quite. There's the 6. I'm joking. Here we are. This is the phone that I actually. No, I'm joking about that. Here we go. This is my new phone. This is the iPhone 7.5.
Wow.
I'm joking. This is my new phone. This is the newest Apple iOS device.
Wow.
I'm really excited about it. It's the screen real estate is like nothing else. So, smart covers definitely. Anyway, I ended up, this is the phone that I actually bought, the 6 Plus. I ended up switching from Android to iOS to get the new iPhone 6.
Oh.
So that was also this last week. So it's been a busy week for me.
Wow. Wait a minute. I am not to be outdone.
Okay, yeah.
I am not to be outdone this week. Monday was the Pepcom Holiday Spectacular. Tuesday was just a ride on the Hudson River. Wednesday was the Time to Play magazine toy holiday spectacular.
Oh, fun! Is that like a another like Pepcom thing where there's?
It's like Pepcom with all toys.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Today was Bose at 50, which was a timeline of all the Bose products for 50 years.
Whoa!
They also introduced. A documentary about Dr. Bose, and I put a link to it on my website. It just went up today, and it was directed by, let me see if I could find the guy's name, Morgan Neville, who won the Academy Award for Best Documentary of 2014 with 20 Feet from Stardom. He made this video about Bose and Dr. Bose. And then from Bose, I went to the Luxury Product Showcase.
God, now that sounds so cool. Did you ever walk into
a show event, a press event, where there's an airplane, motorcycles, airplanes, a Maserati?
The luxury gadget show.
Yes, exactly.
You walk through those doors and you're just like, wow, yeah, this is a cool job. This is a really cool job.
Yes, yes. Also, as you walk through the door, they hand you champagne. So as you roam from booth to booth.
With a little bit of gold in it. Why not?
No, the gold bars were on the way out. But
oh,
I didn't
good.
Those are in the swag bags. They're in the bag. Why does this bag weigh so much? He said there's a gold bar in there.
It's just a gold bar.
That is an insane lineup of events. That was great. So today I'm going to do gadgets from the Pepcom Spectacular. And next week I'll do some toys. And then the week after I'll do some stuff from the luxury product showcase.
Oh, can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun stuff.
Are we going to get to review a plane?
You know what? I don't even drive a car. And I'm so heartbroken because there's this motorcycle, and maybe Dennis can run down with the name of the company. It's an all-electric motorcycle that goes 150 miles an hour.
Is it the Zero?
Top speed. It's all electric, and it's called Electro... I don't know. Huh. Dennis, see if you could find it. Anyway, the guy said, and, you know, if you want to drive it, here's my card. Get in touch with me, because it'll be here till Tuesday, and... I didn't have the heart to tell him that I also sometimes fall off my bicycle.
Yeah.
And
I sometimes fall out of the tub. I mean,
yeah, exactly. And they're making 45 of them, and they're $45,000 each.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah. But I'll show you pictures of it. And the guy said they had some great video of it, too.
Yeah. So. I saw there was a blog. It was like on Facebook of a guy who got to test out Singapore Airlines suite class from Singapore to New York. And it was insane. This is the one
where you have a private cabin.
Yes.
Right?
This is the one where they can make the seats like because it's a 20-hour flight. They're going to give you like three meals. You have like tons of time to hang around. And so at night, they'll switch your cabin from seating arrangements into like a queen size bed. It was insane. I don't even remember exactly where to look for it. But it was really spectacular, looking at it. And they were talking to the lead, what's he called? The stewardess. They have a different name when they're in the air, don't they? No.
Flight attendant.
I don't know.
A flight attendant. Yeah,
stewardess.
Right.
And so he's talking to him, and then they play the instructional video, and it's like the same guy. he's the guy that talks to first class is the guy that's also in the video
of the
flight attendant. Yeah.
So you don't have your own restroom, though, in your cabin,
no,
right?
No, you still share one. But he went in to change into his pajamas when they were switching the cabin from seats to bed. And he had, like, enough room to, like, do this.
Oh, that's very funny.
Bathroom, yeah.
Right. So. And then as the guy was making the bed, the flight attendant leaned in and said, Captain, can you go back to the cockpit for a minute? And just having a... problem.
Exactly. Yeah, sirs, Captain, I know that the bed's really comfortable and all, but you have a plane.
To take care of. You
know. Yeah, it was really, really neat. It looks like Scooter X has the Reddit post in the chat room of what it is like. This is a $23,000 flight. And he has the most amazing photos that he took. Apparently I didn't realize the cabins like don't have roofs on them. He said that there were like a whole bunch of different suites. These are all the suites, and that, they had a lot of empty suites because they cost so much. Like, sir, would you like a copy of every newspaper we have on board today? Financial Times, Business Times, International.
And while you're reading the paper, they run up and they go, sir, that's not the latest news.
Yeah.
We just printed a copy of the latest news.
Yes, on the plane, we have a printing press for you. This Zaf guy is the same guy that's in the Singapore Airlines, instructional video.
Did you mention the price for this flight?
$23,000. You could buy a small house in some places in America with that amount of money for this single 20-hour flight. Here's the bathroom. Wow. Completely absurd. So anyway, that was a fun read, and they're talking about the food, and then he gets to New York, and he's like, I guess New York's okay, and I'm like, I guess I'll get off this flight. But anyway, enough with what happened this last week. Let's jump into some gadgets.
Okay, so we'll start with Pepcom. Today's going to be the Pepcom Holiday Spectacular stuff, and Kodak. The Kodak name is alive again, thanks to JK Imaging. We saw a couple of neat cameras last year. Now, Kodak Pix Pro has come out with the SP360, and let's take a look at that.
Dick DiBartolo, Mads Mattis, right to end the giz with another one take theater here on Twit. What is this? What do you think that is?
An electronic.
Can you guess what that is? Blinking lights. This is pretty amazing. Okay, so we're here at the Kodak Pix Pro booth, and I am actually shooting 360-degree video. And so Tracy over here has been keeping track of what I've been doing, and now we're going to look at, so this is ring mode. Is that called ring mode?
This is ring mode, which shows a spherical image of what you just are shooting. If you pick that up again, we can kind of see all around us. If I switch it here to dome mode, I'm seeing above and around us 360 degrees.
Wow.
If I switch it here, I get square mode, up, down, left, right. And this is 360-degree panorama. So without you moving the camera at all, I'm shooting all the way around the whole room.
Wow, that is really cool. Great. And you know, it's very noisy in here, but are there microphones in here?
There's a built-in microphone in there.
Is it mono or stereo?
It is stereo.
Stereo, okay. And Tracy, is this on the market now, and what is it called?
It isn't. You guys are getting a sneak peek. It'll be available in October, and this is the SP360 from Kodak Pix Pro.
And show me the packaging here, because it looks like the box is big.
It is.
So why is the box so big?
Well, the nice thing about this is that we don't have you buy the camera and not have anything with it. So this is actually the Extreme Pack. So this will be sold in retail. It'll include the camera, and it'll include all of the accessories that come with it, like a waterproof housing, handlebar mounts, curved mounts, suction cups, all different kinds of mounting options. So you can do anything you want with the camera.
Right out of the box.
Right out of the box.
And the retail price is?
$399 for the Extreme Pack. And then we have an Aqua Pack or an entry-level Explorer Pack, which are $349. So about $50 price difference.
Okay, so knowing the price of accessories, this is probably the way to go. That is really neat. So it's the Kodak ProPix 3. Oh, my God.
Don't worry, it's rugged.
This is the only place where you drop a camera and they go, we don't care. We don't care. Really great. And there it is right over there, the action cam. That's what this is. Is that right? There you are. The Pix Pro SP360. Dick DiBartolo, Mads Mattis, try to end the gizwiz with another one-take theater here on Twit. Talking to you in 360 degrees. Was that amazing or what?
Whoa. It's like I'm right there with you.
Yeah. So this thing, there's no stitching or anything. The,
yeah.
I don't... It, to see 360 degrees.
That is pretty cool. In fact, I kind of like, how cool would that be to use that as like a security camera on the outside of your house?
Or,
you know, I'm thinking add it to a computer. You have this webcam that can track you all over the place. But what they're doing with it, with the extreme sports stuff, that's also pretty neat, too.
I'm going to ask Josh if he can go to that link to see a little bit of the video, like, outside of a convention center. And I think the first one is a guy...
jumping out of a plane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can that go full screen?
Yeah, we can. Yep.
So this guy, I think, is wearing two of them.
So he has... Oh, he has two of them. Oh,
Yeah, and you can also divide it in half. You can have 180 degree at the bottom of the screen, 180 degree at the top of the screen of the back and the front view.
Wow. Oh, that is a whoa.
And you know, as they said at the show, is that on an, you know, when you feed the output of the camera to an HD TV, it's pretty astounding.
Yeah, I'm wondering how you process this video once it's finished. You know, how do you tell the video editing software which version of the video to do?
You know, I think it's just, I think it's recorded.
Yeah, it's all recorded. Then you could like after
and
the fact
then I think
say,
it's just a toggle switch that you tell it which view to take.
Wow,
it's pretty neat, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It's also freaking scary. Whoever would want to skydive?
Yes, that's true. That's true. That's why you have these cameras, to convince yourself that you made the right... I guess this is back in front view. To convince yourself that you did the right thing by just watching this on television or your computer and not actually doing it.
Wow.
So that's it. That is the PixPro SP360. And I assume discounts will be available once it's on the market. But the $399 thing includes every gadget to hold the camera that they make. So if you are a daredevil person, that would be the way to go.
Wow. Wow. That is pretty impressive. That is pretty freaking impressive. Cool. So next gadget.
All right, next gadget is way more down to earth. There was a guy at the show with his invention, which he calls Drop. His name is Ben Harris. He's the CEO of Drop. So it's a Bluetooth kitchen scale and recipe app that actually it's pretty amazing. And what I'm going to do is... Ben actually made a video demonstrating it, so it was better than the video we were going to do. So, Josh, if you can run a little bit of that, just to show you, there's Ben that we met at the show.
I'm Ben Harris.
CEO Hi, Ben.
Of Drop.
Oh, cool.
The home is inundated with connected products, and we're amazed that wave didn't start in the heart of the home, the kitchen. If you're a cook, your appliances aren't connected.
You're not a cook, right?
Recipes
sometimes.
Don't know
depends on how I feel.
Where in the recipe process you are. Bakers are still using cups to measure their ingredients, and that all leads up to a huge mess in the kitchen. We're here to tidy up that mess with our first product, an iPad-connected kitchen scale and our connected recipe platform.
Huh.
So you can browse to our curated recipes. Let's go for a savory one today, our sausage, tomato, and spring onion scones, a favorite of ours. You see a great
Strangely,
photo of
this is the same
bacon.
One he was doing
see
the demo of
summary.
At
it's
this
a great
event.
Breakfast
I hope
treat,
he knows
so,
more than
make
one
sure
recipe.
It's a morning one. You then see a little visual summary on what you're about to make, too.
Need
the tools you need in the kitchen,
mixer.
We've got them today. But this is where we've reimagined the ingredients. You can easily increase or decrease your servings. You can interact
this has been
with
done, but it's other
well.
Stuff.
So
yeah.
Let's hit flour.
And I mean, this is a real... I mean, I've used lots of cooking apps.
Grams.
This is good.
Unfortunately, we're a little short today. That's no bother. We just hit scale recipe. and all the other ingredients update exactly to the amount of flour we have.
Isn't that neat?
That
if
is
you don't
neat.
Have enough flour,
the amount of sugar you have,
it scales everything else.
And then, say you don't have yogurt, no bother. Hit replace ingredient. You can use milk with a squeeze of lemon juice.
Oh!
But this is where we've really reinvented what
that
the recipe
is. That
is
really neat.
You can place your bowl on drop. Drop automatically recognizes it, moves on to add the next ingredient. You can then start to add your flour.
Oh, wow.
Because Drop knows exactly
how isn't this neat? You just keep pouring in until
you move on to the next
you're done.
Automatically.
The bar is
you
up.
Start to add each one of the ingredients.
Oh,
right
that is cool.
That. In goes the yogurt. In goes the pork. Then the tomatoes. Mix everything together.
But you still actually have to do it yourself, though. Right.
Yeah.
Well, then.
But, like, this is like incredibly easier.
I'm just kidding. I know this is
yes.
amazing.
Yeah. And somehow the app lets it. It says 30 minutes, but the app it just took a minute.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. That was pretty.
I think it's called the editing app. It also comes with it.
Delicious.
That I gotta say, that only looks like a serving for one. It said two on the thing.
So you said you've used a lot of cooking apps?
I have. So about at the start of this year, I started a diet that was no carbs, and it's called a ketogenic diet. And so cooking was the easiest way to really stick to the diet and get the best food also. So, yeah, I used a whole bunch of different apps, mostly on my iPad. But none of them, obviously the scale adds a dimension of information to the app that none of the others could have achieved. A lot of them have timers or instructions on how to prepare the food correctly. Constantly it would happen that the recipe would call for some amount of something and I wouldn't have that. And I would have
yes.
to Google around and see either like could I replace it with something, or just like, you know, he showed off with the amount of flour, I would have some but not all, and I would assume, well, I kind of, or I'd want to double the or, you know, 1.5 times the serving. And I depending on what's the price point, because I am
okay
kind of sold.
Let's play.
How much would
price.
You pay? Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think he's asking?
Okay. So I'm trying to put together all the pieces. It's the scale, and it's also the app, which has ingredients that were built for the app.
Exactly, and the scaling and everything for the app and.
I bet it's like $120.
Okay. Well, all right. So it's $99.
Okay.
And earlier today, when I checked, there's an early order button, and it's $80 with free shipping. So,
huh.
Yeah, I know that there are apps where you can say, I want to prepare this for 6 people.
Right.
But I like you said, I never saw an app, and I've had this happen where you're baking something and it's 2 cups of flour and you have like a cup and maybe 2/3.
Yeah.
And yeah. This is great where you don't even have to figure out how much it is. You just throw it into the bowl and the bowl said, okay, for that much flour, this
yeah.
is what all the other ingredients
should
be.
Put in only 2 eggs instead of 3. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And also that you don't have to go back to the computer to say, what can I substitute this for because I don't have it? That's also built into the app. So it sounds very unique to me.
Yeah, I got to say, the reason I went kind of, I see in the chat room some people would say I'd pay 60. And 60 is what I'd want to pay. But if I paid 60,
right.
I would guarantee that the app would have a monthly cost to
oh, that's
like,
interesting.
As a
okay.
service.
Yeah.
And so I assume that the app wouldn't have a monthly cost. That's why I went so high.
Okay.
So which is good. It also looks like the scale. I mean, just the scale. It's funny. They're talking about the whole service in general. A scale is kind of a really nice thing to have in the kitchen. And this one looks like it has a silicone cover, which you could peel off and then throw
yeah.
into the washing machine. Which it looks really neat. I kind of want to see more photos of the scale, but it's like it's talking about how the whole package. I'm like, let me see that scale, please. Here it is. The techie
there you
stuff.
Go. There you go. There
we
go.
Are. Okay. 6 kilograms down to the fraction of a teaspoon. Wow. It's and, only iOS.
iOS only right now.
Yep.
And Ben said 2015 for the Android version.
Right. I don't know. I want to see more about the scale, because in this image, it looks like that silicon cover is not covering something that could be removed. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. It looks like it should, but I don't want to... I don't want to get my hopes up.
No, you're right. You would think it would be, because you would be getting it kind of...
dirty.
Gooky. Yeah, right. Exactly.
I mean, all my other scales don't do that, so you just wipe it off with a something with soap. That's the thing that you clean.
Oh, good. Wow, you do know a lot about it.
Oh, yeah. I'm amazed.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to use linseed oil, but soap, that makes a lot of sense to me.
I'm just going to, do the spit shine. It's clean.
Clean, right. Ready to go.
Yep. That's good. That is very tempting if I had more cash.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, $100 scale is kind of like, but you're getting everything around it as a service. So I think I'm going to wait until I see reviews on it. And,
I don't know.
And we can tell that there's not just one recipe in the entire app.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You better like those breakfast
those scones.
Creations, because
you're gonna
that's
get those
what
scones.
He knows how to make.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Cool. Let's see your third gadget.
Okay, our third gadget, it's very funny, our third gadget ended up being at both the toy event and the Holiday Spectacular, but since I saw it first at the Holiday Spectacular, that's where we did the video. It's kind of clever. It's from Jack's Pacific, and they make fun toys, and this is aimed at kids, but this is adult-sized, and it's their selfie booth. So let's take a peek.
Dick DiBartolo, Mads Maddest, right to end the Gizwiz with another one-take theater here on Twit. Did you know it was me? I know. When I take it away, you would have never guessed, would you? Anyway, I just found something that looks really neat called the selfie booth. And Sunita? Oh, wow. What is the selfie booth?
So this selfie booth is a great new toy from Jack's Pacific. It is a pop-up tent that allows you to have a selfie booth, photo booth, at any event. Kids can enjoy it. It uses green screen technology, and you get a free app download with the purchase of the tent, which is $59.99. And when you go inside, you can take lots of fun pictures traveling all around the world.
Oh, great. Now, the tent comes with whatever is holding this up?
Correct, yes. It comes with all the poles and the tent that you need to set it up with.
Okay. Can we go inside and do one? Dennis, I guess you can try and peek in through the curtain. Don't look behind the curtain. All right, what should
Ignore
I do?
Ignore the man behind the curtain.
You can come in, Dennis. Okay. And you want to see? Oh, he's going to come in, too.
Oh, there's an iPad.
Come on in.
Yes, it's your tablet, whatever you want.
And Sunita, can you show us what to do once we're in here? Okay. So
oh,
now
it's
I
nice
assume
and cozy.
You're using your own tablet.
You use your own device. It's both iOS and Google.
Oh, good.
So this is the opening screen of the selfie booth. You can see there are a number of different categories to choose from.
I'll pick travel.
Okay, travel it is. And then from there, you can go to all these wonderful places.
I see the Golden Gate Bridge. Let's have that.
All right. So now our cameraman is blocking the bridge a little bit.
okay, Dennis, you have to bend way
so
down.
So there are actually three adults
all
now
way,
in
yeah,
that.
There's,
in that
yeah,
bend down. And, yeah. There you go. Okay.
Oh, wow. It's pretty good.
All right, let's do a 6-second video.
Three, two, one.
Chad, I'm in San Francisco. I'll be in Petaluma in a minute.
Yay!
Hang on. I email it.
It's saved to your camera roll, and then you can do whatever you like from there. You can email it or save it to your computer, whatever you like at that point.
That is pretty neat. Now, is this out now?
It will be out in December at major retailers.
So in time for Christmas.
Absolutely.
All right. We are... Dennis Wendland is wrecking the selfie booth. But that is pretty neat. So I actually... You go in there and you end up in San Francisco. Amazing. To T. Bartolo, Man's Man Destroyer, and the Gizwiz with another one-take theater here on Twit. Bye.
So how did the green screen work? Was there a light that shined on the green screen? Or
you know what? I'm not quite sure myself. How it, the real wall is, yeah, is a green screen.
All right.
And you're right.
So the app just takes the green away, just like a green screen works.
Yeah, it's just like a green screen. But there was no, it was very dark in there. I'm not quite sure how that
happened. I'm impressed. I'm really impressed.
So, and it comes with, let me just see here. It says it fits four adults. I guess it could. So you get 50 backgrounds, and then you get more than 100 digital decals and animated stickers to put over your whatever you make, so when you email them, they can be a lot of fun. And yeah, it's not on the company
website yet. Okay.
Yeah. And then as I was typing up my notes, I saw the sheet they gave me said kids version $34.99. So I don't know when that's coming. The adult version is like 70 inches high. So what is that? Almost 6 feet. What is that? 5'10", I guess. So the kids' version is very scaled down if they're going to make it. But in time, just for Christmas, is what she said.
That is kind of cool. And I almost wish that they added some sort of printer so that it...
Oh, that would have been that would have been a good idea. And you do get 15 props on sticks to use.
Oh, good.
So that people go in the booth and can do some sort of shtick with whatever background they're interacting with.
What comes to mind is whenever people got their Macs for the first time, and they open up Photo Booth, and then they're like, you know, they do all the Photo Booth things. I can imagine that would be a really big hit at say a children's party or event. People love taking photos of themselves. So
absolutely.
Yeah. I think that's pretty cool.
And awesome. The box it comes in, you know, this storing, it's no big problem. You know, the box that they showed me was probably 2.5 feet by 1.5 feet. And I didn't see them fold down the pop-up tent, but I just assume it's one of those spring open things.
Right.
Something like that. Yeah. Anyway. And you know, it comes with an iPad holder. And she said you can also use your smartphone in it. So
perfect.
There you go.
Perfect.
There
looks pretty cool.
Selfie booth from Jack's Pacific, which leads us to the crowning part of this show. So important.
Oh, no!
You don't need it, but you might want it at Jack's Crafty Corner.
Whoa. We're in Halloween month. We have a theme.
Cow.
And it is Halloween. Oh, wow, we have the overlay. Get out. There's a spider in here. Josh sent in, he did a really great job on the new intro.
That is amazing.
For
we'll
Halloween.
Probably be playing that for years.
Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So,
look at the over the monitor.
Yeah. Here, this OMG, this is the lamp from my desk. But yeah, we got pumpkins, we got spider webs and witches over here, and
wow,
all sorts of stuff is going on for the month of October.
Did you say we have Richard over here? What did you say?
Witches.
Witches. Oh, okay. Witches. I thought you said Richard over
Richard's,
here.
Richard's hanging out. He's you know, doing scaring the kids.
Yeah.
What me and Jeff decided for this month is that it would all be Halloween stuff. I'm trying to plug in this lamp here. There we are. And so we took a trip to everyone's favorite Halloween store, the Spirit of Halloween.
Wow.
Have you seen these before? Do you know what store this is?
No, because we have a different chain here in the city, and they just took over a drugstore that went out of business a couple months ago. And the same thing, right? They come in.
Same story here.
For 1 month.
Yes. Yes. They find places that haven't been rented in like forever, or a place that just went out of business. And I think the pitch is, we'll be here for a month, but the rent is going to be really high. I don't know what the pitch is, but
yeah,
these pop up all over America, at least, that they're these little pop up stores and they sell Halloween stuff and only Halloween stuff.
Yeah.
So we went in and we checked all sorts of stuff out, and we found a whole bunch of gadgets, and we bought a whole bunch of gadgets. But today I wanted to focus on the lighting stuff that we got. Burke, this story comes a little bit from Burke, who's our engineer here at TWIT, has set up a light in the kitchen that whenever we're being too loud in the kitchen, you can flip a switch and it goes off. Now it's a strobe light that he has set up right now. And it's kind of annoying. It's actually incredibly annoying. So
no, you mean if someone who's on camera,
right,
hears you, they throw a switch from the studio.
So here we have this little remote, and you pull down this and then hit on, and now there's a light that's going off in the kitchen that is strobing, and it clicks a little bit.
Oh, to tell you, calm.
To tell you, hey, you people in the kitchen, be quiet, because we're doing shows out here. So I'm going to hit off. Isn't this also just, it looks like a little spy.
Yoop,
wow. There we go. Oh, I got a...
So how do you... So does everybody have one of those, or are they
No,
just...
this is just the floater. This is the okay. one for the whole studio.
Okay.
So we kind of had... Some motivation behind one of the two gadgets that we got. This is a siren, an LED siren sort of thing. And so we are hoping that after we review this on GizWiz, he will update the super duper annoying strobe light with the much less annoying red siren. And
now, when you say siren, it's not going to make.
It's not
going to
make noise.
Sirens.
Sorry, I mean, it was a beacon light, red LED beacon light.
That would totally defeat the purpose of the whole light.
Say,
quiet. Yeah, no, that would be bad. So inside the box, you get the LED beacon light. You also get, of course, a power cord. And the idea that they sell it for is that you would use this as decoration in your yard or whatever. The cost of this was $25, so it was a $25 beacon light.
Okay.
It seems like there's a better name for this light instead of beacon light. But basically,
yeah,
it's one of those emergency lights that spins around and whatnot. So we'll plug it in. We'll plug into the back. You just get a DC adapter.
Okay. Wow, the lighting's worked
look
out.
Look at that. And it turns on, and it will spin. Let me go ahead and I'm going to shut off. I'm going to close this right here.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Now, the cool thing about this that we really liked was there is a knob, and so you can turn up the knob, and it will go faster and faster. So you can actually set what you want your...
Wow, that's nice. It does look like it's spinning.
Yeah, isn't that neat? So yeah, so obviously it's using the illusion of that, you know, it lights up each LED panel in line so that it makes it look like as if it's spinning. But this is the slowest setting, which is pretty slow, I gotta say. And then it has its fastest setting, which is really neat.
That's nice.
It's LED powered, so it's not gonna take up too much power. And I gotta say, I've seen these before. And the fact that it has no moving parts really makes me happy because in the past, the ones that we've had that have actually like a moving mirror, you can always hear the motor. You can hear it go.
Oh, I see. Yes.
You know.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And so the fact that it's all LED, it's going to be low power. It's going to be silent. And the LEDs should last forever. They should really last for a long time as long as there's nothing wrong with the wiring. That makes me really happy. On top of that, it comes with little brackets on the side, which you can see right here, and also two screws are in the box. So if you want to add this to the side of your wall or to the ceiling or whatever, there's hardware for that as well.
Oh, well, okay.
So this is just a little LED beacon. This is $25. Okay. And we found it at the Spirit of Halloween.
Okay. Josh, do you have the link for buying it online? Because I thought it was more.
Ooh, it might be. We only paid $25. It's on there for
$24.99.
$24.99.
Okay. Right. Okay. Right. Oh,
you know. Perfect.
And what? Oh, you know, but look at the top. Did it say free shipping starts at $25?
Yeah, right.
Does that kill
you? Free shipping starts at $25.
That annoys me no end. So many websites do that. $24.99, free shipping.
Yeah, you have to buy a penny more in order to get free shipping.
All right.
So we have one more gadget.
Good.
And this was completely on a whim. This was like the first... We walked up and we went, oh, we want to do something with lights. So we looked around. We saw this. We got it. And then we kind of just like looked to the side. It was like, okay, we'll get one of these too. And we walked away. And then we spent tons of time, you know, thinking about all the other gadgets. What are some themes that we can kind of throw together? We bought everything. We got back and we were looking at the receipt and went, what is this purchase for $20? What did we, like, this is the one thing that's not adding up. Sure enough, we had bought this. We did pick it up, we put it in our cart, but we kind of forgot that we had done that. It was like the first thing that we did.
Oh, I see.
And so we were kind of bummed that we had spent $20 on something that we didn't think that we really, really wanted. We get it, and so we're like, well, let's, well, at least, you know, put, turn it on, see what it does. Let me turn off this light. And we were pretty surprised. It's just it fits into a normal bulb, just like this. And you can go ahead and turn off the lights. And what it does when it turns on is it is like the coolest disco light you have ever seen. We were blown away with how cool this looks and how bright it is. For $20, we were seeing other, spooky ghosts.
Nice.
We were seeing other disco light things that were selling for like $30, $35. And this is, I'm so impressed with how awesome this looks. And it fits inside of just a normal light bulb socket. We were really happy.
By the end of this.
And just, I mean, it's...
I hope my local Halloween store has that.
Isn't it cool? This was the LED dome disco bulb. And we were really happy that we got it in the end. What's funny is we didn't see this set up anywhere. We probably gotten it if we had seen it set up, but this one didn't have a demo on display, so we were really, really shocked with how cool this is. And it is, I gotta say, it's really, really bright. If I point it across the studio, I can see the lights on the other edge of the wall. It's not incredibly bright.
You know what? I'm looking behind me, Chad. I see it on my wall.
Yeah, I mean...
It's faint, but I see it. So that's like a 3,000-mile range.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, I got to say.
That is something.
So that is the LED dome disco bulb, and that's $20.
You know what, Chad? Go check that out on the website now.
Oh, maybe this one is the...
No, I think it went down.
Oh, it's 15? What? I can show you. Look at the price we paid. It's $20. Oh, that's not in focus, but it is. We spent $19.99.
It's so funny.
Oh.
I went there and it said on sale today, $14.99.
Well, darn it, we could have saved 25%. Well, this is one that we highly recommend. There is a motor in it. It does make a small, tiny amount of noise. We can turn this on and you can hear that nearer. You know, it makes the smallest
Yeah, but
noise.
That's okay.
But,
because
yeah.
you're going to be playing music when you have it on.
Of course you are. Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about going back and picking up one of these for myself or maybe getting the
$15 do? One. You know what we do? You know what Dennis and I do? We go and we look at all the stuff we want to buy, and then we go back on Halloween, which is the day the store closes.
Yeah.
And everything is 50% off.
Oh.
So we saw a great little mirrored ball with a motorized LED thing. It was $30. So we said, oh, I hope they have it. And so we went back on the 31st, and it was $15.
Very cool.
So, yeah. But that I want to buy tip. That. Yeah, I want to buy that.
Yeah, I can see in here there's three little LEDs, I assume, for the RGB that you saw in the disco. In the disco bubble. I got to say, we were really impressed with how bright and how fun this little guy was. We didn't even really mean to buy it. So, yeah. But those are my two gadgets so far. We have all sorts of other stuff. We have costume things.
And you like both of them, right?
Oh, we do. We like both of them. Yeah. We're absolutely going to use this little beacon here instead of that annoying strobe light. maybe we'll even use the disco bulb. I mean, who knows?
I think that's the
That'd
way
to be go. Fun. That would be fun. I'm done with my crappy corner. So let's move on to the warehouse. Gotta get rid of stuff.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Man, that sounds that's a good Halloween theme.
Yeah, it is
going on there.
It is.
So, what do you got for us this week?
Okay, so it's another viewer video. So, it's not a gadget warehouse gadget yet.
Ooh.
But I wanted to share this video that Art Alto. It is the most bizarre gadget I ever heard of. And I'll just read you just a two-line email. Hi, Dick, Chad, and Jeff. Here's a gadget video I made. Hope you guys can use it on the show. My gadget is the My French Press by CafeJoe.com. It's a French press for K-cups.
Oh, what?
Yeah, exactly. What?
What?
So, I know, I read that and I said, I got to see this video. Yeah. When I saw it, I thought, I got to show this video. So let's take a look at Art Alto's K-Cup French Press.
Good afternoon, Chad and Dickie D. This is a gadget I thought you guys might be interested in. This is the My French Press, and it's a French press for K-Cups. I found this at the local Target store. It was on clearance for $8.99.
Oh, wow. So clearance is a bad sign.
Oh.
Solution for people that like K-cups, but they travel a lot like I do. I stay in hotels. I work at a lot of remote communication sites, and there's no way you can take a full-size K-cup machine with you to those places and just be too much of a hassle. You'd probably end up with a broken machine. So anyway, I was going to show you guys this. I have here one of my favorite K-Cups. This is Pete's Coffee Major Dixie's blend.
Dog roast. So it's French like a French press. Look at this. You put a K-Cup in it.
A little container that holds your K-Cup.
Yeah.
It comes with a container for your water so you can boil it in there. Now, this container is plastic, but it's safe for the microwave and it's safe for the dishwasher.
Oh, that's great. Expression.
You know what? That's the next. That's. I haven't seen that. You don't need something else to boil the water.
Right. So you put your.
It takes about 2 minutes to warm up.
That's clever.
And almost all hotels have microwaves.
Waiting for that.
Yeah.
Put your K-cup in.
So does it pierce the K-cup? I assume.
You know what?
It needs that.
It must. Because something has to pierce the K-cup. Actually, it has to be pierced top and bottom.
Yeah. It must.
It must.
Otherwise, it's going to be a little bit difficult.
It's going to take.
Through the magic of editing, my hot water is ready.
Ooh.
That is very clever.
It's BPA-free.
The plunger is the pitcher. That's very clever.
And then when you put the cup back on top, you want to make sure the handle's opposite from the
spout.
From the pour spout here.
And just like a French press, we have
slow, even pressure.
Basically, I think he speeds it up a bit here.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta say, it's pretty neat.
Oh, he's doing 8 times speed.
Flavored coffee, then the slower you go.
But what a bizarre idea that someone said, I know I have to make a French press that takes K-cups.
And then you put the handle on the side, so now you can pour it out into your glass.
And there you have a nice fresh cup of coffee. Whatever your favorite K-cup flavor is, I think it'd be great for hotels, great for remote work sites, great for dorm rooms, or anywhere you can't take
camping, yeah.
A full-sized K-cup machine with you.
You know, I look.
This is Art Alto reporting for the Gizwiz show on twit.tv. Sometimes I sign into the chat room as web92394.
Cool. Thanks.
92394. Yeah, thank you, Art. That's great. The thing is, I looked online and it was $30. So the fact that Target was closing it out for $9,
yeah,
usually a bad sign, but maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
The thing is, I've never heard of this. And if someone said, does anybody make a French French press machine for K-cups? I would say,
no, of course not.
And why would they?
Yeah.
But it's very strange.
Yeah, that is quite. I'm on the Cafe Joe website. How do you say it? Cafe Joe?
I guess it's Cafe Joe.
Cafe Joe. It was
Oh my God! It's $32.
Yeah, $32 here. But yeah, I definitely saw that it was $39.99 on Target.
I thought I saw it for $25 on Amazon. Maybe it was one of those things where you see it one day and then the next day it's $15 more.
Yes. Yeah, here's the Amazon link. It's $39.99.
Oh, my gosh.
$40.
Holy cow.
So, yeah.
Now, $40, that's a lot of money.
That's kind of expensive, I got to say. What's pretty cool is that this is a perfect example of this small, thin and tall versus the round and fat or squatty and fat, that these lines meet up to the water level, I assume, which is kind of cool. But yeah, that little pod, that K-cup pod, must
it has slice. The top must have a pin to pierce the cup, and the bottom of that thing must have another pin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise, it ain't going
to
work.
Well, that is quite a cool little gadget to send over. I'm glad that you found it for cheap. That is really neat.
Yeah.
Update on the LED disco bulb. Jeff found it on Amazon, Prime eligible, for $14.50.
You know, that looks different, though. Is that the same one that you guys had?
I think it's the same one, if not very similar.
It is the same one.
Ours was black. But it looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
okay.
Prime eligible if you're an Amazon Prime member, with a lot of reviews that rate it at 4.5 stars.
Nice.
So that's cool. So now let's move on to the letter.
Come the letters. I thought the letter was the letters. Here come the kids with letters now.
You thought it was over, it's not.
I said the kids with letters now. Oh, yeah.
Our letter of the week comes from someone's in the chat room almost all times. I hope she's in there now. It's from Becky.
Becky!
And Becky, all Becky says is this gadget had Joe and I laughing hysterically, signed Beck. And we're going to show you that gadget, but if you play this on someone, they should not have a weak heart. So, Josh, can you go to the link?
It is a sticker you can put on someone's iPad or iPhone that makes it look like they have a cracked screen.
Yes, a badly, the eye prank cracked screen. And you put it on just the way you put on any screen saver or screen protector. It's that $10 at ThinkGeek. But as I said, this could be very mean.
Did it crack you up?
I would be frightened. I would think that someone would be very upset.
Yes.
But when you say, hang on, look.
Whoa.
Or you could say, you know, I have a perfect, I can solve this. Just give me about a teaspoon of talcum powder and let me rub it on. And then you put a big towel over it. And then you, under the towel, peel the thing off.
Wow.
And then you say, yeah. And then they'll find someone with a real cracked screen and they'll say, hey, give me some talcum powder.
Right. Listen, I had a friend, talcum powder, you put it, the talcum powder on top, you put it in the freezer for 3 hours.
There you go.
And then after that, you take a skillet, you put it on the skillet for a little bit, and it's back to normal. I'm telling you, the glass will repair itself. Yeah.
You know, it's like, I forgot in what context I saw it, but, you know, everybody was predicting what the iPhone 6 would have before the iPhone 6 came out. And it was so funny. And I was thinking, I wonder if anybody thought this was real. It was called iWave technology. Do you know about that?
Oh, it was where you like waved at it and it.
If your phone was dead, you put it in the microwave. And in 10 minutes, it would bring it back to
charged
half power.
Now. It's all charged up.
It's charged up and ready to go into the trash.
Metal objects work in a microwave, folks. Metal objects work in a microwave. That is funny. By the way, this just in. Chat user Web4463 has found the Cafe Joe French press for $14 on Amazon. It does have $5 shipping, so it's $20 still, but that is $10 less than where we were able to find it physically.
Yes. Now. Yes.
So $20 currently for the Cafe
and
Joe.
That was Web 92394?
That was, no, it was Web 4463.
Oh, okay. I thought it might have been the Web who sent the video.
No, it's not. No, it wasn't Web 8827. It was different.
Is it?
Lots of webs in there.
Art.
that is a cool little gadget.
Mind. Yeah,
to crack up your fridge.
Oh yeah.
Exactly. And it will work as a screen protector, so you won't actually crack your phone.
No, you know that's interesting.
Possibly.
Possibly, yeah. It just depends
on
how many cracks there are on the screen and how much of the text that you want it covered.
No, you just won't be able to tell that your screen is really cracked.
Exactly. So
there
you say,
you
no, it's not. It's just a sticker. It was a joke. I'm just too lazy to pull it off.
You know, it's very funny. At the event Monday, the Pepcom thing, Radio Shack was there. Boy, I hope Radio Shack survives because I was a big Radio Shack fan. You know, you needed parts and stuff. But anyway, they are, I think she said there's 120 stores now where you can bring your phone or your anything with a cracked screen and they repair it in 20 minutes.
20 minutes? That's kind of insane that they could promise 20 minutes to repair a phone. Especially like...
You know what the funny thing was they emailed people who were attending it and said, if you have a broken screen, tell us ahead what you're bringing so that we can bring the proper repair tools.
And we'll do it.
And the guy was there taking apart somebody's, might have been a Galaxy 4 with a broken screen. And I said, he's gonna replace that screen now? And she said, well, within the next 20 minutes, it'll be done.
Wow.
So, yeah. Oh, you know what? I should have brought
in... a broken Nexus 5.
Well, you know what?
Shipped it over.
You know, you should... Do you have a local Radio Shack?
I do. I do.
You should ask if they have it and say, can we come over and do a video of
yeah,
you?
Yeah, let's do a video review of you yeah. repairing my phone.
My screen.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That is quite a
so hopefully promise. That'll do it. Only because I think, you know, Radio Shack is sort of on shaky ground. And you know, when I was a kid, it was the only place you could go to find knobs. And when the catalog came out, it was like Playboy coming out. You know, you yeah. would find...
You'd get the your transistors. It's where I always go.
Oh, my God. Also, the first computer, the world's yeah. first home computer.
Yes.
The, was it the nine, the portable one? It was the Radio Shack 100. It was $100. It ran, this is way before your time, it ran on four AA batteries and for 20 hours.
Wow.
And it had 40 characters across of four lines of type.
Wow.
Yes, I know.
That
I
is
know.
Tiny.
Tiny.
It's like... Oh, yeah, tiny little LED screen.
Exactly.
LCD
exactly.
screen, probably.
That's why it ran for 20 hours on a 4AA battery.
Wow. Wow.
But, evidently there's a website called RadioShackCatalogs.com that has all the old catalogs there.
Wow. So,
that is... there it is. Well, Josh is there now.
Oh, man.
It's great fun. I have one or two old Radio Shack catalogs that are just fun to read through.
Yeah,
you can take this computer anywhere. It just weighs 18 pounds.
This could be you playing Pong in your home. That is really cool.
That is great fun.
Great fun. Awesome. Well, we are coming to the end of our show, but make sure that you head on over to gizwiz.biz and play the What the Heck Is It game. There you will see, what the heck is this product? Obviously, they're contact lenses for octopus. If you have an aquatic friend who is nearsighted or farsighted, they'll do all prescriptions. These are the bifocal version. This is the carrying case, and this is the actual lens.
That's pretty good.
That might be the right answer. It probably is. But you could, if you think you know what it is, you can email in. But we support creativity here at the GizWiz, so there's twice the amount of free Mad magazines available.
I know what it is.
Oh, you do?
They're the sensors that they used in the movie Twister to send up into the tornadoes.
They do look like that, actually. And wow. Twister, they use like these little Pong things, or these like tiny little things.
Wow.
And they
threw it
into a tornado, and you got to see what a tornado looked like from the inside.
Now we know what Josh does during the show. He goes through
Netflix.
Old movies
yeah.
looking for... He said, yeah, this is part of my job. I have yeah. to find out what the heck is this
exactly.
thing is.
Exactly. Next week, it'll be a video game reference. He's playing the game. Make sure you send in your videos and mail to Giz.
Oh, yeah, yes. I forgot.
Yes.
We didn't talk about that. Art sent in a video, so we're always looking for more videos. So 2 to 3 minutes, make a little video. We love it. You know what? If you have a weird gadget, like Art found that thing, we love that kind of stuff. We love it if you have an old gadget in
your garage.
You
have anything old from Radio Shack.
Anything from... That's a great
Send it
category.
Over.
Parallela in the chat room is saying, I have a Tandy Model 102. I don't know what that is. Make a 2 or 3 minute max video. Put it on YouTube. Email Jeff the link, and that's gizwiz@twit.tv. And once it airs, like, Art is going to get a piece of crap from the warehouse. He's going to get a Mad magazine, a 35-year-old Alfred E. Newman autographed picture. Autographed by me. Alfred does not do autographs. So send us your video. We're Absolutely. Pretty much interested in anything.
There you go. That's the...
Oh, what is this?
What the heck
oh.
is it?
Yeah, that's what they sent up into the Twister.
Oh.
There's all these little robots that would track.
Oh, see, I thought they were sending up like Christmas ornaments and they would come down on the Rockefeller tree. Everybody has their own take on things.
Yes. That's all I can say. It's yes. You can watch our show live on Thursdays at 4:30 Pacific time. That's about 7:30 Eastern time. You can figure out the other times from there. If you can't watch us live, don't worry. We have on-demand versions of all of our shows going back to episode 1, 1,400-plus episodes ago at twit.tv/gizwiz. And you can also subscribe there to the iTunes version, to all the different versions of the podcast there.
And you can meet the Gizwiz in person October 19th.
Absolutely.
October 19th. I think it is the 5th annual Gizwiz meetup. It's at the Boat Basin Cafe. If you go to gizwiz.biz and click on Dick's Log and Blog, you can see photos of last year's meetup. It's from 2 to 4 p.m. It's a Sunday. You can go there early and have breakfast or stay after and have lunch. Very reasonable food. Overlooking the marina, you'll see my work boat. You'll see the Hudson River. It's really a great place. So Sunday, October 19th. And if you're coming, just so we have 20 people so far. So if you're coming, if you could just shoot me an email. Easiest is gizwizbiz@aol.com. GIZWIZBIZ at AOL.com. And just put meetup. And if you're coming with anybody, meetup plus one or two. And basically, it's just to tell the Boat Basin Cafe how much space to set aside for us to play games. You'll win prizes. We give stuff away, give away meds, give away crap from the warehouse. And it's free. What more could you want?
Go hang out with like-minded people and get free food.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Absolutely. So that is on October 19th. So join. I would be there if I was close by. Fortunately.
Well, you're close by in my heart.
Yeah. I need to get the selfie booth so that I could transport myself to New York.
Yeah, you get the reverse selfie booth.
Right.
So when you get in it, you'll be in the at the George Washington Bridge.
Right.
Perfect.
That about wraps it up for our show. We will see you next week.
I'll be here.